I think people have, you know, since Katrina, I think people have been protesting so many things in the city. And people have been showing up and doing marches and organizing, so much organizing about trying to maintain their homes, trying to fight back against ongoing displacement, things like the decimation of public housing and the closure of Charity Hospital. Like, people have really been fighting in the street. So I think there's a way, and on the local level, I think it is hitting people as a moment where there's the national movement happening and that we are on that national map, have always been on the national map. My sense is that if, you know, people don't show up to this one thing, it's not that they're not showing up. People are showing up for things that resonate with them. But, you know, as organized, there's a Saints game happening at the same time as the protests. There was a second line happening at the same time. But also earlier that morning, there was a Buffalo soldiers had a ride in the French Quarter that was about supporting Black businesses. And that had happened just happened in the morning, too. So a lot of people went to that, you know, and maybe didn't come to this other demonstration that was happening at the same time. And so I'm like, OK, so to me, to look at an isolated protest and say, oh, why wasn't anyone there? Or there wasn't, there could have been more people, sure. But there's this way in which the population of New Orleans was like pretty dispersed, I think, doing lots of different things. And so to me, like actually a second line happening during the same time as a Mike Brown protest, I don't think that the second line is a diversion. I don't think it's an escape or that it's somehow like not related to the kinds of affirmations and political statements that are made at a protest. Like, I think people being in the street, asserting their right to be there, and congregating in all kinds of ways that like build affirmative collectivity. Eating food, dancing, listening to music. I had a friend who said, like, nobody has a protest in New Orleans without some kind of music. Period. You just wouldn't do it. Because we realize that people want to also have a good time when they're protesting.
Right.
Like, and part of the politics of it is being loud and sounding great. Right. Like, there's an aesthetics to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think lots of other cities, you know, do it in their own ways, too. But that aesthetic quality. So that's where I want to see that, like, a second line isn't not a protest.